Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Anticipate the worst
and hope for the best.
Optimism's a big letdown.
But this is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Podcast found on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and
always free at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Of all U.S. adults in romantic relationships, admit to committing financial infidelity. Millennials are the most likely group to do this. More than 51% of those 25 to 40-year-olds admit to fiscal indiscretions.
What, really,
doing things
really
with money
things?
Without
really huge purchases or just purchases?
I don't think it matters.
Oh, somebody needs to pay the bills. You're right. You spend $100, but you need the $100.
The most common financial secret for all age groups is just spending more money than their partner would be okay with. I spent $50 on this. Well, I could have got it fine whether it was 30. That sort of thing.
Yeah. Does the guy get to yell at the girl?
No.
Okay, no.
That's not allowed.
Under no circumstances.
Of course, no. Of
right.
course, no.
We needed that stuff.
Right. She's buying it because you need it.
Right.
You got to have that.
Right.
The old throw pillows were worn out.
It was so cute. I had to have it.
Look how much we saved.
I love that. You don't buy anything by saving.
No.
You don't say anything by buying. Excuse me.
There's less in there than there was.
Yep.
We saved nothing.
Yeah, I don't know how people even get away with this now. It's like
everything,
every transaction pops up somewhere.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, yeah, you can go on Amazon and find everything you bought ever.
I don't think you could get away with it now.
Well, I imagine you can do things with different accounts and whatnot. Make it.
You might not pay attention to every credit card. That's true.
Yeah, I'm sure there's ways around it, but it's easier and easier to get snagged.
Right.
With everything.
Yeah, I always know what I'm getting for Christmas because I just click on, what's Amazon got going on? What do we order from Amazon?
I know. I've seen that. My wife's actually told me, don't look at the American Express. I got you something. So I got to wait a week or so until it shows up, I guess.
And you say, don't look at the American Express. I got me something?
No. I try not to say that. I've thought it.
Out loud.
She's got a job. So.
Well, I'll check it to make sure that, I'm not buying one for me when somebody already bought one for me.
It's practical.
Yeah.
I ended up buying a Valentine's Day gift because I was like, my wife, I'm like, we're not doing that, are we?
Yeah, she said.
And she's like, well, something's going to, coming in the mail. And I'm like, okay.
So we are
so
doing
we are,
that.
Yeah. But she's like, I could just wait and give it to you later. I'm like, no, I'll
do it. Okay. What'd you get her? Something sweet?
Oh, just like a little necklace.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. We went to the jewelry store that had the cardboard cut out of Pat Mahomes.
Rub it in your face.
I was with
again.
My daughter. She's
and
like,
they wouldn't sell
what
you
about
the cardboard
this one?
Cutout?
I'm like, let's go to the Mahomes shop. I'm very easily swayed.
Yes, you are. He sucked you in again, is what he did.
Yeah.
Don't worry. We'll win two in a row.
Yeah, the necklace will get crushed by the Bucks.
You remember, or did you see the story about Northwest, the child?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Kanye and Kim's kid.
Yes, the West's child.
How old's
child.
North now?
I'm sorry?
How old's North?
I don't know, 7 maybe?
Okay.
Well, there was a big uproar last week because she came out with a painting that looked absolutely wonderful.
Okay. So she got some talent?
Well, no. I mean, she may.
Okay, but it's a
school that the kids can go, that people can go to, and then there's a class for the kids, And they end up coming out with, after weeks, they end up coming out with a kind of a Bob Ross-looking painting.
Got it.
And it looks good.
Yeah, I get it.
But these kids, and granted, they're children.
Right.
They've been working on this thing for weeks.
Puppy
and they
clouds.
Come out with this decent-looking painting.
I got it.
And people are saying, there's no way that that child painted that painting. Well, then you hear the details. And like, well, there's a class, and the kids go, and it takes weeks to do this.
Yeah, and the Bob Ross stuff is for people to learn. I remember my aunt was not talented at all, and she started doing that class, and she actually painted stuff that looked really good.
It's not a paint by numbers thing, is it?
No, you're just buffing clouds, trees. I mean, if you're not all strokey, I'm sure you're gonna come up with something pretty decent.
If you end up with some happy little trees, right. You've done good.
Right.
Well, I didn't know this was a thing. But now the Bob Ross Inc., the Bob Ross Experience in Muncie, Indiana.
It's a bad ride. The Bob Ross. Yeah. Or it's a band. It's a band.
Yeah. It's not a good band.
It's not a good band.
The Bob Ross Experience.
Not a good band.
They are inviting Northwest over there to check things out in Muncie to enjoy the Bob Ross Experience. Now, I didn't know there was a Bob Ross Experience.
Seems like my summer vacation plans have been made.
It really does. I know Puss loves this. Apparently, they are saying that she'll get to check out Bob's paintings, which is where all of them are, by the way.
All right.
Every one of them.
At the Bob Ross Experience?
Yes. Just about every one of them, short of maybe five of all the ones that he's done, they're all there. They didn't get rid of any of them.
What are they going to do with them?
I don't know.
Let people experience them, apparently.
But he did three for each show, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Two to practice and then the third one.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And so you can actually go there and get a class on his technique and check out the studio where he...
What's the problem in the story, anything?
I don't know. Oh, okay. No, just that people were griping about her painting, for one thing.
She's 7 years old.
And saying, there's no way they can do this. You know, you're lying.
God,
and then, no, you really can. 7-year-olds can do it. And then I was just fascinated by the Bob Ross Experience that there was such a thing. I really was.
If they don't hand you an edible and make you wait 45 minutes before you go in the doors, they're doing it wrong.
Yeah,
those trees are happy.
Is this mountain her picture? Or is that a Bob Ross?
Hers.
Oh, impressive.
It is. But like I say, it's a class, and they took weeks to do it,
right.
Not half an hour on TV with Bob Ross.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, she didn't just show up and do this. She learned.
Yes, they taught them. It's a class. And so, but, you know, people were griping.
I've seen a lot of people on social media go to those, like, wine and paint things where end up with, like, you know, a Halloween cat or whatever.
Oh, yeah, you paint your dog or whatever.
Yeah.
There's a wine paint place in our city. I know, I've seen it.
God, I hope I never have to do that.
That's the thing the ladies could do together.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, yeah. Christy's got to do those. Yeah. She has never asked me to come along.
Oh, really?
Can we trade the wine for vodka?
They might not want us there anyway, you know?
And the painting for watching a football game.
Oh, yeah. I can drink a bunch of wine.
Yeah, that part sounds fun.
Right.
But the painting.
Oh, well, see, I have zero.
I would just draw penises or something like that.
Zero artistic talent.
Right. Hey, look, I painted these huge balls.
You don't have to. I've seen those. You know, you just sit there and drink and paint. And bitch about your husbands, I'm sure.
Yeah. Sir, your balls are out. How else am I supposed to see what I'm going to paint?
I'd paint yours to show them to me, dude.
Don't sure. see the other balls
your
out.
Your balls are out.
Did I get the happy face straight?
Where's the Bob Ross Experience located?
Muncie, Indiana.
Is that where he's from originally?
He
must be. Yeah.
And I can tell you, as someone who has spent a little bit of time in Muncie, Indiana, there is nothing worthwhile going to see in Muncie, Indiana, short of Bob Ross Experience.
Nothing going on at Ball State University?
I did go there once.
Oh, that's where Testicle Tech is.
That's right. I did go to one of their football games.
Okay.
And it was the only time in 100 years that they had had a real football team show up.
Okay.
And they still didn't have any fans show up.
Oh,
Missouri showed up one day.
Ball State had a decent team.
I think they put a guy in the league every once in a while.
I'm not looking.
Not real often.
Isn't
but
that Letterman's alma mater?
Yes, it is.
Testicle Tech.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What the hell do you think you were listening to?
Streaming live 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Grab the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spotify.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.